Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there as we get set for the Eagles and the Bengals Sunday in Cincinnati at 1 o'clock. Pregame, we'll start on WIP at 11, countdown to kickoff at 10. Excited for that. Excited for this weekend. It's a big litmus test for the Eagles to see where they're at, how much they have improved, especially on the defensive side of the football, because they get to go up against Joe Burrow, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And, of course, Burrow, along with Jalen Hurts from that historically good 2020 quarterback class that I believe will go down as one of the great quarterback classes of all time, alongside 1983, 2004, and I think the next one that we'll talk about for a long time will be 2020. Now, 2024 has a chance with Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Bo Nix, but they're all really young. McCarthy hasn't played yet. May's played two games. We'll see. They've got to give them a little time to establish themselves as truly great players. But 2020, they've had their time, and it's now their fifth year in the league, and those guys have done a lot. They've all been signed to second contracts, big ones. They have had moments. Joe Burrow in a Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts in a Super Bowl, Justin Herbert in the postseason, Jordan Love in the postseason, Tua Tagovailoa in the postseason. All five guys have gotten major contracts. All five guys have taken their teams to the postseason, and all five have varying degrees of potential as we move forward. And either you can make a case all five will be their franchise's quarterbacks, you know, for the better part of more than a half decade. I mean, we're in year five. I think there's a real chance all of them are there at least 6 years, if not seven. Some will probably make it to the magic number of 10 and be their team's quarterback for a very, very long time. But if they fill out the contracts, if they fulfill the contracts they signed recently, they probably all will get close to that, which is pretty remarkable considering not many saw this coming beyond the top few. You know, the top two or two of the top three, there was big hype for coming out of college, especially Tua. The whole year people thought about Tua when it came to the NFL draft. And Burrow emerged into having a big senior year, and away he went. Herbert didn't have that kind of hype coming out of college. Jordan Love had no hype coming out of college. And Jalen Hurts was intriguing, but with questions coming out of college. So here's what I wanted to do today as we head towards the Eagles and Bengals and Burrow and Hurts facing off for the first time. Because when Burrow faced the Eagles in 2020, that year, at that time, Carson Wentz, of course, was still the quarterback. That was a September game here in Philadelphia in which the Eagles and Bengals tied the game. Or Doug punting for the tie late in the football game. All right, let's rank them. And I'm doing this not based on what they've done, but based on right now moving forward, how I would rank them, how I would take them if I was building a team. Okay? Number one, and there's very little doubt in my mind, number one is Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is a great quarterback. Joe Burrow is one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch in the NFL. He's going to be a handful for the Eagles on Sunday. 14 touchdowns, 2 picks so far this season. He's been remarkable in every way, shape, or form for the Bengals. Early in his career, he took too many sacks. I think he and the Bengals have gotten a little bit better at that. He doesn't put the ball in harm's way. He throws the ball down the field and the middle and mid-range with incredible accuracy and anticipation. He sees the field. He is comfortable, kind of surveying the field and give him four or five wides and he'll pick the matchup. There's a Peyton Manning element to watching him play. But what the kind of confidence of a Tom Brady, he comes across as he believes he's going to beat you every time. And I think it's why he has had success, some of the only success in the AFC in the postseason against Patrick Mahomes, because I don't think he or the Bengals fear Mahomes. We always do this thing where we forget about the Bengals and we hype up the Ravens, right? The Ravens are a little bit better, a little more consistent in the regular season. But when push comes to shove, the Ravens seem to crater and Lamar seems to crater at Lamar's presence. Burrow does not. Burrow is, for my money, a top three quarterback in the league. The only issue and the only concern with Joe Burrow always is his injury history, which is lengthy. And if something happens this year, we have to recalibrate this thing and where he ranks and everything about him, because we're going down maybe an Andrew Luck trajectory. That wrist thing last year seemed like a big concern for a long-term thing, but he's thrown the ball well. He's looked healthy so far this season. So we move off that. They're 3-4. Obviously, the loss at home in week one to the Patriots is the stickler. They don't get off to good starts each season. It kind of makes them have to play and go uphill, but they could do it. They're a team, I believe, and a quarterback, I believe, will eventually get a championship. And Burrow is number one for me. I thought, you know, along that way in that postseason, beating the Raiders, going to Tennessee and winning that game against the number one seed Titans, and then, of course, going to Arrowhead and winning that AFC championship game in 2021 was remarkable with Joe Burrow. And the part that struck you is, he almost won the Super Bowl, too. I mean, really close to beating a Rams team that was loaded. They just had a better roster top to bottom than the Bengals, and he kept his team in the football game. Give me Joe Burrow number one as I redraft the class of 2020. Number two is Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert, I think we've kind of gone all over the place with in terms of, I think he got overrated, and now he's probably being underrated. Statistically, it's not going to blow you away, but now the offense he's in, is he's being asked to do different things. They're trying to win with defense, running the football. They don't have the receivers. But I do think he's learning how to win under Jim Harbaugh, and that's something he never knew how to do, and they didn't know how to do under Brandon Staley. And when he first got the NFL before that, when Tyrod was in, and then Tyrod got hurt, and he had, you know, the issue with the got an ejection, and then, you know, obviously he punctured Tyrod's lung, and then, you know, of course, Justin Herbert had to come in, and he never gave that job back. If Justin Herbert is healthy, and last year and this year he's had some issues physically, he throws as good of a deep ball as there is in the NFL. He has one of the strongest arms in the NFL, and he makes mostly good decisions. He's not a perfect quarterback. I think he got overrated a few years ago when everyone just decided that he had earned the spot along with Josh Allen and Mahomes and Burrow. He hasn't. He hasn't done enough to earn that. He's more of a top 10 guy than he is a top 5 guy in the NFL. He just hasn't earned enough yet in terms of being a top 5 guy in the NFL. But he's playing good football. He's playing smart football. He's protecting the ball. I think as that program grows in Los Angeles, and they, you know, this is the year they kind of establish the lines again. They put the defensive coordinator in place. They brought Greg Roman in. They're running the football. They're getting after the quarterback. They're doing the little things right now. And I think as Jim Harbaugh expands that program in Los Angeles, they'll go get some wide receivers and they'll open this thing back up, because they're going to realize at some point, you know, once they have the good stuff solidified, they got to move the football through the air to beat Lamar and Allen and Burrow and Mahomes in the postseason. And I think they'll do that. And I think you'll see Herbert's numbers go up even more. But if I'm building a team, it's hard not to take a Justin Herbert when, you know, the second pick in this draft, if I'm redrafting this thing. He's number two behind Joe Burrow. Number three is going to be Jordan Love. Jordan Love is my number three. I know this year the numbers have been up and down. Completion percentage not great. He had the knee issue, obviously getting hurt against the Eagles. He's thrown too many picks. But there's something about Jordan Love and his ability to throw off platform, his ability to throw the ball on a dime down the field, his ability to make huge chunk plays in the pass game that I really like. I think Jordan Love is kind of, you know, we know that the Packers quarterbacks, they go through that training regimen, right? They go through that, you know, the years of building up as the backup after the draft early. It's the way the Packers have done business now for a long time. First, it was Aaron Rodgers, you know, being drafted and sitting behind Brett Favre. And then when he got in there, I thought it was interesting watching his cadence, watching him take the snap from under center. He became more of a shotgun guy as time went on. But early on, watching him take the snap from under center and kind of roll out, and watching his release, it was almost like all those practice reps, all those practice reps next to Brett Favre, he kind of, almost through osmosis, I would think, took some things from Brett Favre. And then he put his own spin on it, and he protected the football better than Brett, of course. But you saw some Favre stuff in him as time went on. And I see the same thing now with Love. You see some Rodgers in Love. I also think it's interesting because, you know, he's like the next generation, and he has the playmaking, you know, he has the athleticism of a Rodgers more than he does Favre, I would say. You know, kind of he can move and the boot game, but he's got that gunslinger type of thing that Favre does. I think Love has put the ball in harm's way a little too much and needs to clean that up. He's probably going to win the Packers a playoff game they have no business winning. And he's going to throw a bomb to win a game in the fourth quarter. He's also probably going to lose them the NFC title game because of two picks, including one across his body, the way he lost the game last year in San Francisco. It's the yin and the yang, but there's so much playmaking ability. There's so much off-platform ability. There's so much, you know, kind of just there's a freedom of when they play offense of watching them. It's like at any point he could hit someone on a vertical up the field or a wheel route for a huge game. It's not an accident. It's real. It's part of their offense, part of who he is. He's a big-time quarterback. I'm a big fan, and I think Jordan Love is going to, at some point, he'll get to a Super Bowl and join the next guy I'm going to talk about and join Joe Burrow as the third member of this group to get to a Super Bowl. He's in the toughest division in the NFL right now. His team now has a defense to back him up, and I'm excited to watch where this goes. Dangerous, dangerous team, dangerous quarterback right now, and that would be Jordan Love. All right, so I would take him third. I would take Burrow first. I would take Herbert second. I would take Love third. And then fourth would be Jalen Hurts. And I'm a Jalen guy. You know, I'm being real on Jalen this season, but I'm a Jalen Hurts guy. I mean, early on in his career, I wanted him to play. And I was excited to watch him play, and I thought he was a winner. He played winning football. And I don't know what has changed, what has happened, if it's just a physical decline that has impacted his game. But the stuff that he was never great at is becoming more of a thing now, you know, in terms of maybe seeing the field, taking the easy one, footwork in the pocket, pocket presence. He's struggling with those things. And I think as his athleticism wanes, it's becoming an issue. It was for Russell Wilson. Now, Russell was able to stave this off longer. I mean, Russell, you know, stayed good until his 30s. Jalen's not there yet, and he's trending more towards, you know, in the middle of the pack in terms of NFL quarterbacks. There's still a toughness. There's still a physicality to him. He's always reminded me of Steve McNair. I still think he's going to be a starter in the league for a while. You can win with Jalen Hurts. But just I watch him week to week, down to down, play to play, I don't see the same upside as I do with Burrow, as I do with Herbert, as I do with Jordan Love. I see some good, and we all see some good, and he's been you know, winning quarterback again this year, and he's protected the football better. But just relatively compared to where I have been in years past, I'm more down on Jalen. I listen to the experts. I see what they see. They articulate it very well. He's not seeing the field. And this is a high bar. You know, being fourth in the class of 2020 is not an insult. That means, you know, you're behind three guys that are, the way I view it, top 10 guys in the league. I would say Burrow's my third. I think before the season, I ranked Burrow third. I would probably put Love and Herbert, and maybe I'd shift rankings compared to where I had them to start the season. But I would put them both in that 7 to 10 range among NFL quarterbacks. And Jalen right now would be somewhere more towards 15 or 16 among NFL quarterbacks. Then we'd factor some other guys in, but that's where I'd rank him. So I'm kind of going off what they are right now. Jalen Hurts is the fourth quarterback for me right now from redrafting the 2020 NFL draft. And fifth is Tua Tagovailoa. You know, I was very hard on Tua coming out of college. I thought the hype was crazy. I didn't believe it. And then I felt kind of vindicated early in his NFL career. But then, you know, he's obviously come around under Mike McDaniel, and you can see how much they miss him when he's hurt and he's not in there. He is a very accurate thrower. He, you know, he could be a left-handed Jimmy Garoppolo. He could be a left-handed Kirk Cousins and have a career of being accurate and moving the football. I don't see greatness, but he's obviously a pro. The concern and the reason he's would be fifth for me without a question on this redraft is the injuries. You know, he seems pretty hell-bent on not letting the concussions ruin his career. At some point, you just wonder, can he continue? He's coming back this week. I wish him the best. I do like watching him play more than I ever thought I would. And I think his rapport with McDaniel and how quickly he makes decisions to get the football out is cool. He's a fun quarterback to watch in that regard. I would not build a franchise around him, though. I wouldn't take him. He's fifth for me on this. Not because he can't play. Him and Jalen both have, you know, concerns moving forward. They're different concerns. Jalen's more about seeing the field, quickly getting rid of the football, and relying less on his athleticism. Meanwhile, Tua Tagovailoa, who's kind of the opposite. He gets rid of the football as fast as anyone in the NFL. The issue with him is you know, he's not physical enough. He's not strong enough. He's going to get himself knocked out. He's going to, you know, his career is going to end because his physical stature can't handle the rigors of the NFL. You know, Jalen Hurts is built like a truck. He's just kind of slowing down and not making up for it with his mind as much as he needs to at this stage of his NFL career. So if I had to re-rank the 2020 NFL quarterback class, which really has a chance to go down as long as these guys keep playing and stay relatively healthy, as one of the three best quarterback classes of all time, I'd go Burrow 1, I'd go Herbert 2, Jordan Love is now 3, I would go Jalen Hurts 4, Tua Tagovailoa 5. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend. NFL picks coming in your feed on Saturday. We'll talk on the midday show Friday and, of course, on the Eagles pregame show coming up Sunday on the Eagles Radio Network. Have yourself a great rest of your day.